You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Portage County residents are fighting to keep their county nursing home public despite pushback from county board members. The ad hoc committee addressing this issue held a meeting last week to push the sales process for the Portage County Healthcare Center forward. Employees of the nursing home and other community members attended in protest. Advocates for keeping the nursing home public have congregated under the Save the Portage County Healthcare Center Facebook page, where some of the most vocal advocates post details from board meetings addressing the issue. Prior to this, residents of Portage County successfully passed two referendums to raise taxes and keep the county nursing home running, but county leaders say necessary renovation and construction would still cost too much for the county budget. The Portage County Healthcare Center boasts an impressive 5-star federal rating, a stark contrast to the reputation that privately owned nursing homes have garnered in recent years. While no official motions have been made at these meetings thus far, the committee is drawing closer to selling with each meeting. Sturgeon spearing season is underway and 290 sturgeon were harvested in the first 2 days. Officials are warning anglers of a major crack that has developed on Lake Winnebago. Calumet County Sheriff says the crack is just south of Faro Spring Road and runs east to west. The crack caused multiple vehicles to enter the water over the weekend. It's tax season, and tax scams are as predictable as taxes themselves. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns of scammers posing as the Internal Revenue Service trying to trick people into paying up or sharing personal information. If you receive a call saying that you owe back taxes and they pressure you to pay with a prepaid debit card or wire transfer, this is a scam. Scammers are trying to push you into action before you have time to think. The IRS will allow you to ask questions and appeal. They will also contact you first by mail, not by phone or email. Average gas prices are up 4.3 cents from last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 11.9 cents higher than last month, but 16 cents lower than this time last year. Prices across Wisconsin range from $2.83 to $3.09 today. Crude oil inventories are below the 5-year average for this time of year, but domestic crude oil production rose to 13.478 million barrels per day. Gasoline inventories increased slightly in the Midwest, which could cause prices to possibly come down slightly. Overall, gas inventories are slightly above the 5-year average for this time of year. The average gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.57 to $2.95 per gallon. The American Red Cross is urging donors to give blood or platelets in February. The nation's blood supply is low after thousands of donations went uncollected last month due to severe winter weather and wildfires. Flu and other seasonal illnesses are spreading, which could force more people to cancel scheduled donation appointments. The Red Cross is urging donors to make and keep donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients this winter. You can visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Clark County ATV and UTV trails closed over the weekend in anticipation of the snow. Clark County will update their trail openings and closings on their website, or you can call the Forestry and Parks Department at 715-743-5140. The DNR will begin operation of the aerator system on the Eau Plaine Reservoir today, February 10th. With the start of the aerator, there will be unsafe ice conditions and open water. There are rope barriers set off with flags and reflective signs across the entrances to warn of the danger. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you missed it, the 2025 NFL Honors took place Thursday night. Here are some winners from this past season. Joe Burrow for the Comeback Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels as the Rookie of the Year. Walter Payton, Man of the Year, Jaguars defensive end Eric Armstead, who established the Armstead Academics Project in 2019 to provide young students with positive spaces, tools, and academic support to unlock their potential. Pretty cool. NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. But for the MVP, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who gave a wholesome MVP speech. Snoop Dogg made an appearance on the show with country singer Jelly Roll, who both came out in full gear. Snoop Dogg for the Steelers, and Jelly Roll for the Tennessee Titans. Snoop Dogg also had some comments on how he's been a football fan for a long time, and he remembers back when the Cowboys were good, and back when the Chiefs were bad, and before Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hawkum will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready for some cold later this week. Today, clouds will increase this afternoon, but some sunshine this morning. We'll get to around 20 for a high today. Some light snow tonight, 2 below zero. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 10 above. We're going to drop down to around 7 below Wednesday with some light snow by Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.